So while you're trying to curse what God has blessed, you know it ain't going to work out good for you. You know it ain't going to work out good for you. Why are you trying to curse what God has blessed? How can that work out for you? It's not going to work out too good. Oh, you might get by for a while, but you're actually building this little prison around yourself that you don't even know you're in. You're building a prison around yourself that you don't even know that you're in. You built your own prison. You try to curse what God has blessed, and the curse that you try to curse bounces back onto you. Come on now. Somebody needs to wake up. Somebody who tries to help you, you try to curse. You know the prison is going to, you know it's just going to bounce right back. You know it's going to ricochet. Kind of like shooting a target and it hits the metal and hits you and comes back and you get shot. The very targets you're shooting, you end up shooting yourself. Why would you try to curse what God has blessed? It just doesn't make sense. You're only hurting yourself. If the universe is for a person, if everything's working smoothly, working out in every other area of their life, and you come in and you try to curse that person, who do you think you are? Do you not know that you're just revealing which team you're on? You're revealing which team you're on. Hello? It don't add up. It don't add up. The very jail cell that you've created, you don't even know it's a jail cell. You've created your own darkness, your own cell, your own trap. You've created your own trap and you don't even know it. You laid a trap out, you forgot it was there, and you stepped into it and it grabbed your leg. The very trap you set, you stepped into. That's wild, ain't it? That's a trip. That's wild. That's how the universe works, because it's God's universe. You reap what you sow. You set a trap, and you stepped into it. Give them enough rope, and they hang themselves. Isn't that the old saying? Give them enough rope, and they'll hang themselves. Come on now. You know who you are. You know who you are. Everybody who's attacked me has always got knocked down. Everybody. Every one of them. And you might not know about it, but in their personal life, it hits them. Everybody who's attacked me in their personal life, they've got knocked off their feet every time. And it's true for you too. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you're a select, elect saint called out from this system, called out from Babylon, your heart's right to win souls, to get souls saved. If they attack you, just wait. Don't get mad. Don't get bitter. Don't take revenge. Wait on God. And within 6 months to a year, sometimes He takes them out. I've actually seen God take a whole family out that was attacking me. Took the whole family out through the grapevine. Did you know such and such died? No, I didn't know that. 3 months later, do you know what's his name who died? His mama just died. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know her, the one I told you died, and then the mama died, then the daddy died, all within 1 year? Oh, wow. I didn't know that. They were attacking me, and they all died, and they all dispersed.
they all dispersed. The neighbor across the street attacking. He ends up going to the emergency room and he changed. He got humbled. He got humbled. And he quit attacking. And now he's gone. Do you understand that this is real, people? The jail cell that you try to create for somebody else, the problems, the pain, the trouble that you try to put on somebody else, you create your own little cube, cell, jail cell, and the trouble comes back on you. Every time. The pain, the anguish, the tears, the crying, it comes back on you. Because you try to curse what God has blessed. What's wrong with you? Can't you wake up? Are you Wile E. Coyote or what? Why does Wile E. Coyote keep attacking Roadrunner? And Roadrunner just goes about his business. But Wile E. Coyote's miserable and bitter and attacking and always upset. But Roadrunner's in peace, which represents walking in the Spirit. And that Spirit walk, that Spirit walk, they can't do because they don't have the Spirit of truth. And the reason they can't walk in the Spirit, and they always go back under law, they always go back under revenge, they always go back to bitterness and unforgiveness and hatred and cursing and lying and cheating and stealing and defaming and all that stuff. The reason they go back to it is because they don't have the Spirit of truth. They don't know their Bible. They don't read Deuteronomy. They don't read Leviticus. They don't read anything that's deep that convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They just live in lovers of pleasure and pleasers of men. They don't care about God. They don't care about their heart. They don't care about a transformation in the inner man. They just care about that money on the outside, that image on the outside, the pocketbook. How's it going to benefit? But their heart is corrupt. Their inside is corrupt. But they think their outward show, their pocketbook, their wallet, their money, they think that means they're righteous because they're prospering. They think they're righteous because they're prospering in some way and their heart is just wicked. So the jail cell that they're creating, the bitterness, the attacks, the fake reality that they're creating, it's a box and it's a jail cell. Have you ever noticed somebody who joins one of these legalistic churches? They seem to be, oh, I'm going to church, I'm happy. And then after in church for about 6 months under this legalistic preacher, their face turns into bitterness. They're bitter inside. Why? Why would you be bitter if you're saved and set free? Because you're listening to the wrong influence. But you chose it. You love it. You love the darkness. You love the 666 cube system. You love it. You love the gossip and the backbiting. You love the hatred. You're part of the death cult and you don't even know it. What do you mean, death cult? Yeah, you're in a death cult. Everything out of your mouth is death. Why? Why is everything out of your mouth death? Because you must have a heart of death. Why is everything out of your mouth death? Your heart must be full of death and darkness and destruction. Do you hate yourself that much? Do you hate yourself that much When God went to the cross for you, God loves you, but you hate yourself, so you choose the dark side instead of the light. Do you really hate yourself that much? And do you have that much pride that you think, because I hate myself, God must hate me, that God is like you? You think God thinks like you? When God went to the cross and died for you, but you think God hates you, so you hate yourself. God can't love me. When God went to the cross for everybody, but you think God is like you. You think God's love is like your kind of fickle love, up and down. You only give if somebody gives to you. You can't give not expecting in return. And so you don't understand a God that can do that. God just wants you to believe on His Son. Receive Jesus into your heart by faith. But you're so wicked and evil and vile and bitter and negative that you can't even see the love of God that's right in front of you. And the very ones that are trying to help you, you curse. And you know it's going to backfire because they're not like you. They're not from here. They're from above. And they can see through you. They know what you're thinking before you even think it. Out of the heart, the body language, the words, everything in you is screaming out, death cult. Everything in you is screaming death cult. Every word, every body language, everything in you is death cult. And you can't even see it. It's really sad. It's really sad. I drove to another city to look at a hybrid. And because about a month ago, their parking lot was full. And now the parking lot's completely empty of cars, of the new cars. How can you curse what God has blessed? Do you hate yourself? Do you want your own destruction? Are you Wile E. Coyote in the flesh? The cartoon was written for you. The cartoon was written for you. Are you going to walk in the Spirit, get saved by faith, walk by faith? Or are you going to attack those who are in the Spirit walk and be just like Wile E. Coyote? The harder you kick, the worse it gets. Spirit walk, flesh walk. Look, the flesh walk is nothing but destruction. The flesh walk is your worst enemy. The flesh walk will not help you. You think you're getting ahead, a little bit of fun, a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you're actually destroying yourself. You're building your own jail cell. The flesh never wins. Never. It'll never win. You might think you can. You might lock down some flying monkey. You might lock down some flying monkey. But we'll see how that works for you. Flying monkey ain't always gonna be a flying monkey. A flying monkey's not always gonna be your flying monkey. And you should figure that out by now. But you know, it is what it is. You can talk to your blue in the face and they can't even hear you because their hearts, they're not even in your state. They're not even in your state of being. They're in another state. The spirit walk is a whole different ball game than the flesh walk. And you can't help them. You can scream, yell, cry, beg. They can't hear you. Just watch the cartoon Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner and watch how everything that Wile E. Coyote does is the energy of the flesh, and he destroys himself, and he just keeps doing the same thing over. He's stuck in a cycle, a loop, a loop-de-loop, and he can't get out. Why? Because that's the flesh mind. You can't get out of your cycle, your loop. You're stuck in a loop, and you can't get out because you're in the flesh mind. You're stuck. You can't escape it. What is up? What's up? It's so funny. It's not. It's so sad. It's not even funny. But I'm laughing because, you know, what else can you do? And you see it all around you. You see it everywhere around you. You hear it in their voice, in their body language. It's everywhere, all around you. You see it. They don't even know what it is. They don't, and they have to blame everybody else. Because think about it. The flesh can never blame themselves. They can't. It's impossible.